Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Henry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Henry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly, who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aganis for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Bowling moves to third. Henry moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 0-for-1 in the game. Aganis takes first base on ball 4. Bowling scores. Henry moves to third. Goodman moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Chuck Ellis now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland bunts towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to third. Regalado moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bob Chuck Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuck Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Smith reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Henry takes first base on ball four. Bowling moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Aganez takes first base on ball four. Bowling moves to third. Henry moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Regalado hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 0-for-1 in the game. Chuckalis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Chuckalis moves to third. Smith moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Chuckalis trying to get to home. Jensen throws the ball into White, who tags Chuckalis for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Bowling moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for the out, and over to first, safe. There's the throw to home. Bowling is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Tom Herron now pitching. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herron fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chuckalis takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Aganez strikes out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. George Kell pinch hits for Ted Lepsio. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Pearsall moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Floyd Baker pinch runs for George Kell. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall now playing right field. Charlie Maxwell now playing left field. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Bill Worley now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Bill Worley. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to second. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Aganez strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Brown now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Hegan moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 4 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Floyd Baker. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.